USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After unexpected and significant losses by Democrats on Election Day, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells CNN that the party needs to distance themselves from the Defund the Police movement and the label of socialists.
I acknowledge, first of all, just the really hard fight that a lot of our swing district members had. And it is not to deny that Republicans levied very effective rhetorical attacks against our party. That, I believe, is absolutely true.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins, who just lost his bid for a Senate seat, will lead the Trump campaign's recount effort in the Peach State. The move was announced Sunday night, and the recount will begin when the canvassing has concluded. Collins said in a statement, Republicans stand by the idea that every eligible voter should be able to cast a vote legally and have it counted. Collins and the Trump campaign both claim that ballots were improperly harvested in Georgia. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The balance of power in the Senate remains in question. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Republicans and Democrats preparing for Georgia's Senate runoff election set to take place in early January. Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, say winning both of these seats would be huge.
Now we take Georgia, then we change America.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz taking a different tone.
If you don't want to go over the edge to the socialist abyss, Georgia is the big enchilada. I'm going to be there, and everyone who wants to see some semblance of calm and reason and sanity, Georgia's the battle where that's going to be determined.
The current number in the Senate is 48 Democrats and 48 Republicans. The Florida coast is bracing for Tropical Storm Etta. As of early Monday morning, more than 30,000 customers are without power, with 23 million people in the expected path of Etta. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR Cup Series title Sunday at Phoenix Raceway. The 2020 NASCAR champ talks about coming down to the flag.
Waiting on the caution, as always. You know, I saw Joey was pretty loose there and felt like I needed to get to him while I could. And I knew I had been kind of tight on the longer run, and I knew he was probably going to get a little better. So just unbelievable. I just never would have thought, that this year would have gone like it has. And, I mean, NASCAR Cup Series champion, are you kidding me? Unreal.
Other Final Four contenders included Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano in the season-ending race, held for the first time in the one-mile Arizona racetrack. Keeping up on gas prices, USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The national gasoline price fell 3 cents last week for an average of $2.09 a gallon. That's 10 cents lower than last month and 55 cents below what it was a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for the drop in prices.
The six-week streak that we've seen the national average decline may soon wrap up as oil prices start increasing again on optimism over the economy and a potential stimulus plan from President-elect Biden.
California still has the highest prices at $3.14 a gallon compared to Texas at $1.73. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.